History of Journalism. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Melanie Wagner. Episode number 1099 is here. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it, most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Hampton argues that the history of journalism should be linked to cultural, political, and economic change, as well as to the history of the media itself. The first, ever, Journalists' Foundation was established in England in 1883, and journalists began their work in an organized manner. Talk About Journalism in America, in which he talks about the history of media in the United States from its beginnings to the present day. Around 1556, the government of Venice introduced a monthly written notice, the so-called Notescope, in which news about politics, military activities and economic news was transmitted. The Gazette de France was a play about the French Gazette, a newspaper of the same name in France from the 16th to the 17th century. James Augustus Hickey founded India's first newspaper, the Hickey's Bengal Gazette, in 1780 as editor, and later founded the Hindi newspaper Udanta Martand in Calcutta on May 30, 1826. When newspapers fought for their audiences in the 19th century, they were sensational journalists and journalists, but they also built their reputation on exposing abuses against the common man. This watchdog mentality has since become part of journalism, as television and newspaper reporters expose the abuses of politicians, businessmen, politicians, and other public figures in India and elsewhere, and in the future there will be more, and right now the ways in which we receive news are being changed further. The new media journalism has spawned a number of new forms of journalism, including blogs, social media, and news aggregators. Most online journalism is an extension of the existing print and broadcast media and their main products, but the amount of news that can be spread on the web has increased sharply. New reports, which are due to be published in the foreseeable future, will be published as they are written and edited, which will set the pace for those who are the first to get the news out to the public. If it is the first story, news outlets will review and edit their reports, while maintaining the organization's standards of accuracy, quality, and style. News organizations and journalists have a strong influence on public opinion, and while media critics have raised questions about how to hold the press to account, many news organizations claim that they are acting in the interest of improving human society and holding government officials and institutions accountable to the public. Television journalists rely on visual information to illustrate and characterize their reports, including the people involved in the story, the scenes in which it is set, and the graphics normally produced on the station to frame them. Journalism has the ability to explain when, where, why and how, as well as the meaning and impact of events and trends. Unlike radio reporters, television reporters can also write an introductory script that the television news anchor reads before putting his story on the air. Radio and television journalists do not normally have access to the same equipment as their television colleagues. Journalists often write their reports on the ground, but they are usually required or expected to look behind the scenes of a story to gather information for their report. They are also expected to develop their investigative skills to better research and stories. Reports are usually written and edited in a newsroom, where journalists and editors work together to prepare news content. One of these works, begun in 1851 by George Jones and Henry Raymond, was to provide high-quality reporting and writing. The Civil War era brought some of the country's biggest newspapers with technological advances in photography. The introduction of the telegraph allowed Civil War correspondents to deliver reports at an unprecedented rate. Telegrams often went up and down, and reporters learned to put the most important information in their stories in the first lines of the broadcast. In its early days, the news media were fundamental to spreading news by word of mouth. The invention of the book press in 1456 is attributed to Johannes Gutenberg, and the first newspapers, such as the New York Daily News, had their origins in Germany in the early 16th century. This early development of the news media led to professional journalistic standards being created and adopted by the United Nations, the European Union, and other international organizations such as the International Federation of Journalists, but the emphasis on Accuracy and fairness is still part of sports journalism. Sports journalism covers many aspects of sporting competition and is an important part of most journalistic products, including newspapers, magazines, television, radio, newspapers and television programs. Although critics do not regard sports journalism as true journalism, the importance of sport in Western culture justifies journalists' attention. In the United States, more than 80% of sports articles and articles in sports journalism are written about sports. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1099. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.